Senator Tim Cullen of Janesville will chair the Senate Select Committee on Mining. He says they're already planning how to proceed.
One of the best days of my legislative career was the day I spent up and looking at the Pinoki Hills, talking to people in Mellon last February. And it made a deep impression on me because the message from the people in Mellon was that they wanted mining, but they did not want their environment destroyed. If we can get it done and have a bill that does protect the environment and does allow us to create the jobs, that's our goal.
Cullen expects their first meeting to be in 2 to 3 weeks. He also says they'll hold public listening sessions involving all the players, from the tribes to Gagibic Taconite, which proposed to spend $1.5 billion to build an iron ore mine in the Pinokies. But Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Environmental Policy Director Scott Manley says unless they go with a Republican-backed assembly bill, this new committee is wasting its time.
Any effort to water that bill down could scuttle the entire project. And so from our perspective, it's premature to be talking about any legislation other than Assembly Bill 426.
Committee Vice Chairman Bob Jouk says WMC won't stop a new mining bill.
Contrasting with the Republican and WMC's approach to secretly pushing a bill through that serves only the mining company and not the public interest, we will have an open and deliberative discussion and, I'm convinced, a constructive result.
WMC's Manley says their priority is on getting a Republican-controlled majority elected in the Senate this November. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.